You have spoken several times about the critical importance to you personally of some mentors. And you know, TRIO programs often are able to really excel at providing mentors for people. Could you tell TRIO staff about one of the mentors that was important to you and what conclusions you draw from that?
Yeah, that's a good issue because I think it was very important to me. Many people say that, of course, and I think it's true that it takes somebody else to tell you belong in a situation. And they can't fake it. They can't just say you belong. They have to treat you like you belong, and you have to see that they mean it. And I was very fortunate to have an advisor in psychology who treated me that way. I always joked that he was coming up for tenure at the time, and I was his only graduate student, and he had to believe in me. And he did. He demanded a lot. He supported me, and we had a lot of interaction. The older I get, the more time I spend in academia, I see it was a pretty fairly uncommon, not an altogether common relationship graduate students have with their advisors. But as I say, he had his needs, and he needed me, and I needed him. And I could tell that he really took me seriously and expected me to be able to work with him like that, to do every part of the research process the way a good graduate student should. And he wasn't particularly my friend. He wasn't particularly, he knew, I'm sure he knew nothing about race and civil rights or anything of that sort. We were just in a situation where it was person to person. That's the real strength of mentorship, I think. That's one of the real advantages, the leverages that it has, is that many of these things are easier to do person to person than they are if you're handling a group, or certainly group to group. But person to person, you know, he called me on Sunday and said, "Where are the data? I need the analysis, you know, and I have to produce them." And he worked at night. We go in, we talk, and we really think hard about these things. And so anyway, that kind of relationship made the other cues in the setting, made me interpret them differently. They were no longer cues. They didn't make me happy being the only African American graduate student in all the psychology department at that time. It didn't make me happy, but it no longer meant I didn't belong there or couldn't belong there, because I did belong there. It transformed the interpretation of the other cues in the situation that without that relationship, without that mentor relationship, would have meant that maybe you don't belong here, maybe you should go into some other walk of life or something like that. But with him believing in me like that, it meant, well, that may be the case. I may have some troubles, but I can belong here. There are enough people here, and there's enough of this that I can belong in this situation. So that's one power mentors can have. It doesn't, you don't have to be in the same group as the mentee. That people worry about that. I think you do need to have, let's say, minority mentors, because you need, the student needs the existence proof that somebody can make it in this situation. And so visible role models, I suppose, I think are important. But with regard to the actual mentor's relationship, I think anybody can do that well, because the mentor is in the world that the student wants to belong in, and they have huge leverage right there. They can convey to that student, "I think you belong here." And when a mentor can effectively do that with a student in a real way, not in a rhetorical way, but in a real engaged way, it's transformative. I think it's transformative for everybody. When somebody tells you, "You know, I think you can do this. This is difficult, and I think you can do it." That changes lives.